Representative Lee Zeldin beats cancer, no evidence of this disease in my system. By Hannah Blow on September 18, 2021. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, on Saturday announced that he has achieved complete remission in his battle against early-stage chronic myeloid leukemia, CML, with which he was diagnosed with last year. Through early detection, last November, I was diagnosed with early-stage chronic myeloid leukemia, CML. I then began treatment with an immediately positive response and no side effects. Zeldin, the presumptive nominee for governor of New York by New York Republican and conservative parties, said in a statement. Over the last 9 months, I have achieved complete remission. Am expected to live a normal life, and my doctor says I currently have no evidence of this disease in my system. My health is phenomenal, and I continue to operate at 110%. He continued, explaining he is once again crisscrossing New York State in our campaign for governor, hitting Monroe, Wayne, and Ontario counties yesterday, and Jefferson, Lewis, and Hamilton counties today. At no point have we slowed down at all, and my lowest gear is always all in. I have also not missed any Army Reserve duty as a result of this diagnosis, he said, expressing gratitude for the healthcare professionals who have treated him, as well as others, over the past several months. Zeldin's hematologist Jeffrey Viserka, MD, FACP of New York Cancer and Blood Specialists, added that Zeldin responded to the targeted therapy in extraordinarily well fashion, resulting in complete remission. Successfully treated early chronic myeloid leukemia is now a chronic disease, which carries a normal life expectancy. Congressman Zeldin is incredibly healthy, is expected to enjoy a normal life and has no evidence of disease, Viserka added. Zeldin, who has called for President Biden's resignation, made waves this week after telling Secretary of State Antony Blinken that he, too, should resign over the administration's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. We have an administration that does not know how to confront an adversary, understanding that they do not respect weakness. They only respect strength, Zeldin said during Monday's House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing. And it is so greatly unfortunate, the consequences, and I believe that you, sir, should resign, he said. That would be leadership.